The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen eds provided by Strayer University affiliates of Fuel Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
On the heels of a technical error this past weekend, Royal Caribbean has informed a guest of incorrect pricing for a shore excursion in the Bahamas. On March 1st, the line listed the Atlantis Aquaventure Water Park Tour in Nassau for $65 per person instead of its normally priced $249 per person. The extreme discount caused an influx of bookings for this tour. And then this week, Royal Caribbean began informing guests that the low price was a result of a, you guessed it, system error. Those who booked with the low price had their excursion canceled and refunded. They also received a $50 onboard credit for the mistake. Since then, the line has also raised the excursion price from $249 to $309 per person. And Carnival Cruise Line has opened bookings for a new Trans-Pacific voyage that'll happen in fall of next year. Carnival Luminosa will operate a 22-night Trans-Pacific voyage from Seattle, Washington to Sydney, Australia. After leaving the Pacific Northwest, it'll make stops in Hawaii, Tahiti, and the Fiji Islands. This summer will be Luminosa's first season sailing in the U.S. with Carnival Cruise Line, as it's slated to sail a series of Alaska cruises from Seattle. The 22-night cruise starts at $1,100 per person, or four tickets to the Atlantis Water Park. And put your wireless headphones on and drop a beat. Cunard Line has announced that a silent disco is coming to three of its ships. On Queen Elizabeth and Victoria, the disco will take place in the Yacht Club. And on Queen Mary 2, it'll be held in the G32 nightclub. Other cruise lines that offer silent discos include Celebrity, MSC, Norwegian, and Royal Caribbean. And cruise line stocks were down again on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation down 4%, 8.73. Royal Caribbean down 4% as well, 62.06. And Norwegian down 3.3%, 12.91. Breaking news in this week's podcast, a review of Norwegian Encore at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Have a tip or a lead on a news story? Let us know. Email tips at cruiseradio.net.